Right then, LFU, it is match day. So, of course, it's Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, even if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation at you that LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, it's Monday Night Football. It's under the lights, but it's not at Elland Road, sadly. It's Everton away, and before I jump in, I feel like I need to apologise. I am terribly sorry. No pre-match pod last week. Yes, I can hear you booing through your phone or whatever you're listening to on. It was bad. I know. I'm sorry. I was in Prague getting in states I didn't even imagine I could be in. And I flew back on the day of the Fulham game, which was quite an experience. But yes, I apologise. But we're back in business now. No messing around. We're here. Once again, not missing another. Fingers crossed. But let's talk about 2 weeks ago first, because I didn't do anything about Derby away. We didn't talk about it afterwards, but I think there were some important talking points to talk about for Derby. So, Derby away in the Cup, I went. Great fun, great atmosphere. It's a good stadium, and it's a good away day. Into the next round, cannot complain. However, I am going to complain, because I don't think it was that convincing of a performance. I didn't think it was the greatest Leeds United performance. I felt like we should have battered them. But anyway, here's what I had to say afterwards. Leeds United 3, Derby County 1. A decent win. I mean, don't get me wrong, it took us a while to get there, you know, having to concede first and play the way we did in that first half. But it's a win. We're into the next round of the FA Cup. I can't really complain, but there was a lot, and I mean a lot of poor performances, certain players showing why they get benched week in, week out, and why they don't start, and, you know, some players that you expect to get into the first team. But, yeah, quite a few poor performances, which I wasn't too happy about. But in the second half, we looked great. We looked good going forward. We got our 3 goals, and that was it. But there's a lot of players which kind of need to have a look at themselves if they want a future at this club, because there were some very, very poor performances. Not a convincing win at all, but like I said, we can't complain. Into the next round. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, so not too much room to complain about in terms of the results and the fact that we're into the next round of the FA Cup. However, the overall performance, I just didn't think that was that good, because we're playing Derby County. You know, realistically, we should be beating them by quite a fair bit without even having to concede and look as bad as we did. Because going forward, especially in the second half, we looked really threatening. To be fair, there were points in the first half where I was like, God, we could be 2-0 up here. We looked great, but negatives to that. The defence, it looked like they had zero confidence. That goal that Diaz scored, it was pathetic. That there's no way he should be getting that shot off there. And some players need to take a look at themselves. I mean, if the podcast is being recorded at the correct time that it should have been, Jack Harrison would have been absolutely ripped into, but he's gone. But he was one of those players. And I think there was just certain players in there which just needed to step up that little bit more. And I think there's a missed opportunities for players to actually prove themselves rather than, you know, putting out a half-bothered performance against Derby County when, realistically, we should be battering them. But anyway, I'll talk about the Fulham game in a moment. Let's just do the Merv Awards quickly for Derby away. Right, so it may be a cup game, but I'm still including it in the Merv Awards. So this is where we go through every single player that played in the most recent game, or in this case, the game 2 weeks ago, and we rate each one out of 10. But at the end of the year, whoever has the highest score gets the Merv Award. So let's get stuck into it. So, of course, Darlow was brought in over Perry after Perry has had a pretty poor run of games. He's been in bad form. And Darlow, he had an all right game. You know, he got fingertips onto the goal. He maybe could have saved it. But I feel like with Darlow in net, and I'll talk about this more in the Fulham game as well, I just feel a bit more composed. You know, when we pass the ball back to Darlow, when Darlow picks up the ball in that 18-yard box, I just feel like he's not going to lose it. With Perry, I think this, when he kicks it, I'm like, this could go anywhere. But Darlow, I don't see that. Great composure. Maybe could have done better for Derby's goal. But I can't really complain of his performance. Giving him a 6. Jack Harrison won generally one of the worst games I've ever seen someone playing a Leeds United shirt. He was literally Mark Rocker at left back. He could not cross to save his life. He just looked so poor, giving him a 1. Beol, 7, looked solid. Guttering that he got injured, but that's just how it is nowadays. Ampadu, giving him a 6. I think he had a solid game. Was it great? No, it's not to the standard that Ampadu is usually at. But nevertheless, he did all right. Bornout, giving him a 5. I thought he just struggled. I think for their goal, he was just out of position. He wasn't throwing in a challenge or anything. He was just really weak and looked not confident at all. And he got brought off at halftime. James Justin came on and looked 10 times the player that Bornout was. Gruev given a 6. Just a solid Gruev performance. Nothing too much to complain about. Tanaka, I've given a 5. I wasn't really that impressed by him. I remember seeing people after the game saying, oh yeah, this is why Tanaka should be started. I just didn't see the hype around it. I didn't think he had a great game, and I put him into that bracket of one of those players which really needed to perform against Derby to be in the conversation, to get into that starting 11 over the likes of, you know, Gruev, Stack, and even Aronson. But I didn't think he took advantage of it. I just didn't think he had a great game whatsoever. Giving him a 5. Nonto, he's given a 7. He had a great finish. I thought he played really well. When I was talking to Dad about the game, he disagreed. He thought Nonto didn't do too well, but I thought Nonto was fantastic. I've always been a big fan of Nonto. I think his finish was great. Played a very good game. Giving him a 7. Okafor, now this is a player I was really disappointed with, and he is the epitome of what I said earlier. He needed to perform. He needed to rip Derby apart. And did he go and do that? No, he didn't. Okafor was not good at all in that game. He just doesn't play to his strengths a lot of the time. Like, for example, Okafor's at his best when the ball's at his feet and he's dribbling with it, taking on players. You're against, respectfully, Derby County, a bottom half championship side. Okafor, you've won the Serie A with Napoli. You played in two of the best leagues in the world. Do it, man. You're better than them. Go show some flair. Go show some directness and aggressiveness and run at them. He was just so poor, I thought, giving him a 4. Joel Pirou, again, a disagreement I had with Dad. He thought Pirou played very well. I thought Pirou was shocking. I really didn't like the way he was playing. And again, this proves why he's not getting into the conversation for the striker spot in our starting 11. And it's a shame because against Scum, I thought he played all right. But now that we're playing Derby, and I was hoping Pirou would shine here. You know, Pirou could bag a goal or two. But he had one shot, it hit the post. I just thought he looked really sluggish. I'm just not that big of a fan of Pirou at the minute. I never really have been. I've always kind of seen this with Pirou in the sense that even in the Championship, okay, he was scoring goals, but you could tell he isn't a Prem player. You can tell Joel Pirou is not a Prem player. Just the technical ability and his pace, his movement, it's just not that good. He's a great finisher, though. Then his strike partner, Nemecha, I've given a 3 as well. Okay, he did well for Justin's goal. He got the assist. However, that man looks like he's playing in Timberlands. I just don't know what's happened to Nemecha. It's like ever since he got injured after that Man City game, he's looked like a different player, but not in a good way. Giving him a 3. Longstaff, giving a 5, came on, just didn't look too good. You know, didn't have a lot of time to prove himself. Justin, 7, great run for the goal. He came on and looked solid. He really made our back line look so much more composed. So he had a solid game. Stack, I've given a 6. He came on. I liked the way he was carrying the ball. He was doing pretty well. Aronson, I've given a 6 as well. Came on, ran about a bit, threw himself about, picked up the ball a couple times. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't amazing, but a solid game. But there we go. There the Merv Award to Derby away. Now, let's talk about the Fulham game. So, I'm sorry, no pre-match for that one once again, but I managed to get to the game. Was I absolutely hanging? Of course I was. I've just completed 3-4 days in Prague. So, it was a weird one, Fulham. I'll let myself do the talking in the post-match voice note, but it was a boring game. That first half was probably one of the most boring halves of football I've ever watched. Both sides didn't help themselves. But anyway, let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
Leeds United 1, Fulham 0. Again, a last-minute winner against Fulham. Luckily, it's in our favour this time. First half, I thought, was extremely boring. That was on all fronts. I think the crowd was extremely flat. I think the football was flat as well. There was just nothing to really chant about. And, you know, I literally came back from Prague and landed and went straight to this game. I was absolutely hanging. And I thought it was just, oh, yeah, I probably can't hear too much. But the atmosphere just wasn't great. Second half, it picked up, you know, after a couple bad challenges from some of the Fulham players. The ground picked up. And, you know, when that happened, we started playing some good football. And a great finish from Nemecha at the end, despite probably having the worst 6 minutes of football I've ever seen in my life before that. But it's a great finish. It's a great result. Such important 3 points. It's really what we needed just to get those results, get the confidence back into the team after, you know, our last league loss. Of course, we had Derby, but, you know, first league game back, we get the win. Can't complain. On to Monday. Come on, Leeds!
Yeah, so a bit of an interesting game. That first half, like I was saying, was just dull. It was boring. There was nothing really in it. But in the second half, when, you know, Leeds sort of gave us something to cheer about with, you know, our attack going forwards, we were looking exciting. Fulham looked like they were cacking themselves a bit, hence that Harry Wilson tackle where he absolutely scythed down our player. But we get the 3 points. Nemecha comes on. He looked absolutely rubbish and he does a good finish, but that's just what you need. You need moments like that in the Premier League. That's how you get points away. That's how you put the gap in between you and the relegation zone with lucky. I wouldn't say lucky because the goal was well worked, but no one expected the Nemecha to score after having an awful, what was 9 minutes before that. But we've gone and got the 3 points against Fulham. It's a great result. But the only problem was no results went our way, which was extremely frustrating. But let's get stuck in to the Merv Awards. The second one, God, you're getting spoiled, for Fulham at home. Right, I mean, this is the bit where I usually explain how the Merv Awards work. But I've already done it once, so I don't need to do it again. So let's get stuck straight into the Merv Awards. Little heads up. The scores, the ratings for the players, a lot of them are the same because I don't feel like I could give anyone anything higher than a 7 because although the result was good, I don't think the performance was too amazing. We only kind of showed up in the second half. But let's get stuck into them. So Darlow, giving him a 7. Didn't really have a lot to do, I'll be honest with you. But again, like I said against Derby, he looked composed. I felt trustworthy with him having the ball at his feet rather than how I feel when Perry has the ball at his feet. Solid game from Darlow, 7. Goodmanson, 7. Thought he dealt with Harry Wilson quite well. I think there were times maybe Harry Wilson did get the better of him. But Goodmanson, solid game. Really like him as a player. 7. Strike, 7. Rodon, 7. Justin, 7. A very unorthodox back three with Justin slotting in there. You know, I mean, he can play there, but I'll be honest, I didn't expect him to be there. But yeah, they had a decent game. Clean sheet, you can't complain. Bogle, giving him a 7 as well. Good going forwards at times. And again, just solid. Solid game. That's what I can say about this. It was an all right performance. It was a solid performance. We didn't concede. Aronson, giving a 7. We didn't see the explosiveness from him that we've seen recently in games. He missed an amazing one-on-one chance, which, you know, you look at the goal that he scored against Newcastle, the finish that was, you would have put your house on Aronson scoring that, especially after the form that he's been in. But nevertheless, he had a good game. Giving him a 7. Ampadu, again, 7. Solid game. Enjoyed him. It's good. It's good when Ampadu is playing well. Giving him a 7. Gruev, 7 as well. I'm really liking Gruev recently. I think he should be in the starting 11 a lot more, even when the likes of Stack a back, you know, put Aronson up front with DCL and then do a midfield three of Gruev, Ampadu and Stack. I really like Gruev, giving him a 7, and now we're straying away from the numerous amount of 7s that we had there. We're going to DCL. I've given him a 5. I'll be honest, I didn't think it was his greatest game. He just didn't do a lot for me. He wasn't the game changer he usually is. It was a tough day out for him in what was, quite frankly, a boring game going forwards. So giving him a 5. Okafor, 4. I just don't know what to think of Okafor at the minute. It's very interesting because I like him. I do really like Okafor. I think his play style is great. You know, when he has the ball, well, when he plays to his play style, then he's great. When he's getting the ball and running at players, he can do that. He's not the best finisher, but he can put the ball into dangerous areas. I want to see Okafor do that more. The guy isn't a striker. I don't think we play Okafor in a front two. He has to be out wide. And the way we're playing with our formation at the minute, Okafor can't really go into that. So that's why I think don't play Okafor. Bring him on at half-time, say if we're losing or if we need a goal past 70 minutes. Bring him on and he can cause some trouble. Giving him a 4, wasn't too impressed with him. Now, onto the subs. Nemetra, I've given a 6. This would have been a lot more lower than a 6. But God, he saved himself with that goal. That had to be some of the worst minutes of football I've ever seen. And I've seen Matt Smith get red carded after being on the pitch for 60 seconds. It was not good from the Metro whatsoever, but a great finish. He has to get a 6. Tanaka, 6. Just came on, did his job. Bornau, 6. Same with him. Nonto, 7. Really liked him. You know, like I said, I'm a fan of Nonto. I think when he comes on, we start looking better going forward. You know, he's picking up the ball, dribbling around. Solid performance from Nonto. And there we go. That is the end of all the talk from games in the past. Let's move on to today's game, which is, of course, Everton away at the Hill Dickinson Stadium, or whatever it's called. That's got a rubbish bloody name. But before we do that, let's talk about transfers. Harrison has gone, and Stram Larsson, we may sign him today. It may get announced today. But what a signing that would be. If we pick up Stram Larsson, I'd be a happy man, because he was scoring goals for Wolves last year. Don't get me wrong, he's struggling this season, but we're looking at arguably one of the worst sides in Premier League history. I think it'll be a great pickup. Him and DCL in a front two with each other will be fantastic. But let's get stuck into the pre-match conversation now. You've waited long enough. Let's jump straight into it. So, Daniel Farke's presser. What do we know? Biol, he's going to be out to 3 to 5 weeks from the sound of it, which is a bit of a loss, because it means we have to start messing around with his back five, which you don't really want to do. But I've got trust in us. I've got trust in the boys to turn it around, even without Biol. But yeah, 3 to 5 weeks. Goodmanson, I didn't see anything playing out saying he was injured. However, the way Daniel Farke was talking about his depth on the left-hand side, it kind of sounds like Goodmanson was injured. So I may be wrong with saying this, but I'm going to just put it down just in case. And Stack is doing training as well. Whether we'll see him feature today on the bench or something, I don't know. But it's good to know that he's going to be coming back shortly, hopefully. He said he's only making signings if they improve the squad, which is, you know, a very fair point. And I kind of agree with that as well. I'm in the camp of that. Making signings this window isn't imperative for us to do. But if we do make them, I think they'll be very beneficial for us. I think the squad we have right now is very strong and can last the season. I know a lot of you may disagree with that, LFU, but that's my opinion on it. But if we can make signings where they improve our position, such as Strand Larsson, I'm all for it. And he, of course, talked about Okafor, says there's space for improvement for him, but I think that's common knowledge with everybody, because we know Okafor is a better player than he's showing us to be right now. Let's talk about the starting 11. So we know what Daniel Farke said in the press conference pre-Everton away. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for if I was gaffer of Leeds United, and what I think Daniel Farke will end up going for. So I'd keep with Darlow in goal, really liking him at the minute, and then Justin, Strike, Rodon, Bornau and Bogle as a back five. Ampadu, Gruev and Tanaka in that midfield, and then Aronson and DCL up front. I'm really liking Aronson up front at the minute. I think him and DCL are working really great together. Gruev, I think, should be in the side. He's solid. Tanaka, just purely for depth reasons, and I don't really want to drop Aronson into midfield. I think he deserves a start. Throw him in there. Then Bornau, straight swap for Biol in that back five. Just keep that solid. I don't think play James Justin in the back in the central three. Let's put Bornau there. Strike Road on Bornau. I think that'll be a solid back three. What I think it will be, though, what I think Daniel Farke will go for, Darlow in goal, because, you know, played in past two games and he's looked solid, so I think that's what Daniel Farke will go for. And then Justin, Strike, Rodon, Bornau, Bogle as the back five, Ampadu, Greve and Aronson in the midfield three, and a front two of Nemecha and DCL. And the only reason why I say Nemecha, because in his press conference he did touch about the partnership of Nemecha and DCL, and I feel like because he said that, that's what we can see in today's game against Everton. So, speaking of that, let's jump in to the score prediction. So, Everton away. We just need to get something from it. We can't go to today's game and just settle for a draw. I think if we get a draw, it's fine, but we need to go out there with the intention to win and give it to Everton. I think if we get a loss, there's going to be a lot of eyebrows raised. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of worries surrounding around Leeds United purely because of the results on the weekend. You look at Burnley getting a draw against Spurs, you know, and it was a last-minute draw as well, so Burnley held out for quite a long time with that. West Ham picking up a win against Sunderland, which is extremely good. And then, of course, Nottingham Forest also picking up a win. It's going to get tighter down there if we don't get something from this game. Do I think we'll win? I think we can, but it's a tough game. It's Everton. This isn't a daft football team. Everton are a solid side when they want to be. And at home, I think we'll get a point. I'm going to go 1-1. 1-1 draw with Everton. I hope we get 3 points just to settle the nerves a bit, because if we lose today, I don't think it's the end of the world, but a lot of pressure is going to start mounting on Leeds United, and we don't want that to happen. So, there we go, LFU. There's all my pre-match conversation for you. Let's find out what Dan has to say with his wiser view from the void ahead of today's game against Everton.
I guess the clean sheet against Fulham. That was a pretty good result, that, for us in that sense. The goals were flooding in, so I was obviously chuffed a bit that we nicked it. But at the same time, the goals had just been flooding in, so I was really pleased. And I hope that we take that one to Everton. I'd like to think we have the capability to prevent Everton from scoring. They'll have some, I know Grealish is out, but they have got some of the good creative players. But I'd like to think we are at a level where we can deal with that. I think the challenge will be scoring. I think they're going to be pretty well aligned to take on our front line. But having said that, DCL back against Everton, back in Liverpool, I'm going 1-0. I think 1-0 Leeds tonight. Come on, Leeds.
Well, there we go. I think Dad's hinting towards DCL haunting his former club with a 1-0 win away at Everton. I tell you what, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it, LFU? So, there you go. Make sure to follow the socials, Lad to Leeds, on Insta and on X. It's the same on both. If you're off to the game today, if you're going over to Liverpool, over to Everton's brand new shiny stadium, go and have some fun. No matter what the result is, make it a cracking night. If you're staying home in your nice warm house, or if you're off to the pub, or even listening in on the radio, have a cracking time anyway. I said I'd be happy with a draw, but let's go and get 3 points, Leeds. Let's do it. Let's get away from that relegation zone and put that 8-point gap back. Come on, Leeds. Let's do it. Let's batter them. Come on, Leeds!